Blog Talk Radio.
Promise that you won't kiss and tell. I'm forever.
put it in drive. Wanna pull your hair, ooh, I got some things on my mind. How you lying, girl? I just wanna roll right now. Say it with me, baby, we're roaring loud. You lose it, you get it first, get it first, let it burst. My job is to make it, don't hold it back.
You really wanna this opportunity I have to meet.
We go.
And I know you got feelings for me, but they're not enough to deceive your man, my friend.
Thank you. Good evening, good evening, good evening. I am your host, La Perla Negra, and this is the Erotic Love Zone. I am joined tonight by my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. Hey, Diva, how you doing tonight?
Diva, diva, diva. I'm feeling a certain type of way tonight. How you doing?
Oh, you and me both. I'm doing. I'm trying to do something, but I'm doing. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I am good. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. This is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Diva, I got my Raw Links on. You got yours on?
All the time. All the time.
All the time. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, press that one and engage us. Come on, join in the fun. We just want you to get a little wet. Promise. It'll just be a slip and slide fun. We won't bite you unless you want us to. Before I go any further, I got to give a big shout-out to a very good friend of mine. He is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is also the CEO of Raw Links. Those beautiful gems and gemstones and wood and my goodness, crystals and all kinds of magical stuff. They have really, really great energy. And you will love to adorn your body with them. You can acquire them over at Raw Links, Be Raw, at Facebook.com and Amazon. And if you can't get them from there, get in touch with any of us at Epiphany Radio. We got you. I promise. Diva. This topic got me in a mood.
Really
got me. How do you feel about it? You in one too? Oh, Lord.
Lord have mercy.
I'm trying to prepare myself for what is to come from these artists that are going to get on the mic, because knowing them like I do and have heard their works, oh my goodness gracious.
Exactly.
It's going to be absolutely delicious tonight. It's
all
hot
right
up in here already. Give me 1 second. Let me pull my hair up. I thought I was going to be able to let my hair fall, but
no.
I got to pull this up. They just, ain't nobody here to pull it out the way for me, so I got to pull it up. You know. That's better. That's better. So, Diva, tell me, I don't know if I should even pose the question to you, because I know it's something in your piece about it. But, ladies and gentlemen, I do want to give y'all a heads up. See, I decided I wanted to play a game. Okay, for the next few weeks, every Wednesday night, I want to dedicate a piece to a title that I'm giving for that night of the week that I choose. It's going to be on Wednesday night, but it's going to be named for a particular day. Like, tonight is Wet 'em Wednesday. Yeah. Monday will be Make Me Moan Monday. Tuesday is going to be Taste 'em Tuesday. We already did tonight. Thursday. Ooh. Throat me Thursday. Friday. That's Be creative. It's Freaky Friday. Saturday. Ooh. Slut me out Saturday. And Sunday. Mm. Succulent Sunday. Yeah. So, I hope you got kind of an idea where I'm going with this. Okay. But let's get back to tonight's deliciousness, which is Wet'em Wednesday. And we want to know, ladies, we want to know what makes you wet. And gentlemen, how do you keep her wet? Diva, I can't wait. But I want you to start this off tonight with your piece, because I want to know. This is everybody. What makes you wet?
All right. So you ready?
Whenever you're ready. The mic is yours.
Thank you. As you lay naked on the bed, I ease up on you to taste. The fact that you're a grower, not a shower, thrills my psyche. Whenever or wherever you come, I guarantee it won't go to waste. My tongue begins a journey on the topography of your body. Every dip and curve you possess, I travel slowly, tasting every nuance. Nipples pebble, stomach ripples, goosebumps running up and down your body, eliciting groans, expletives that flow across the room. Your hand pushes me to your manhood. I salivate at your wetness, which sets my 90 to cream. I give in and taste. Your flavor bursts on my tongue. Your hands begin to grab the sheet in ecstasy. But you look to see me, and that look says, you want me. You need to be in me. So before you peek, I climb on and sink down slowly, slowly, until all of you disappears. As I rise, I glide. Grab the sheet. I'm about to ski. We climax together. Whew, it was intense. Never to forget. Pleasing you pleases me. And that makes me wet. In peace.
Every line of that piece was so delicious. I can't even go back to one of them because all of it was so damn good. Damn, Diva. You had to thank us. You started. You had a bar set high. Lord, Lord, Lord. Your voice and those words.
Well, that's how I get it. So that's what makes me win.
Oh, I hear you. I hear you.
Well, Diva, Diva, my Diva. Yeah. As I know, there is deliciousness going around right now. I know you have some, too. So we are eager to hear your piece. So whenever you're ready, my Diva, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Let It Rain. He stimulates me in such a way. Before he even touches me, he whispers, I know what lies deep between your thighs, just beyond the patch of rich sable hair, and it's time to harvest my favorite fruit. It fills him with hedonistic desire, knowing she is to be made moist and tasted and filled from the depths of her core to the rim of complete ecstasy. And the only thing to bring such a king as I to his knees. He craves me. Gripping my breath, tracing my areola slowly with his tongue, sucking my nipple and softly rubbing my clit. I say, well, dear, he says, you are so wet. Baby, yes. I can no longer pace the trembling of my breath. Silence broken, echoes of ecstasy reverberate off corners of the room as he uses his beard as a paintbrush to coat my thighs. Juices overflowing, my legs shaking, body jerking, my mind is blown. I can't stop coming. His tongue drilling into her as if speaking manifestations of staying wet. And he climbs on top to go for a ride, stroking her ever so slowly, whispering to me once again, allow me to dance in your storm, where the honey of nature is derived. I want to drown in your blissful waves. I know of nothing sweeter. Let it rain, my love. Let it rain. And that's their piece.
Lord, have mercy. Hold up. See, you know, you and I, and I'm sure every single poet out there, you know, who recites their pieces and whatnot, you know, we have amazing imagery. Do you understand, my sister? I see it. Boy, do I see it.
Oh, yes.
I took my socks off and a bunch of other things, too. Hey, I'm ready.
Girl,
I'm so ready.
Look. I took my socks off. I took my pants off. I took my bra off. I do have a tank top with some panty drawers on, though. You know, I don't want to sit here completely in the buff, but yeah, I got good and comfortable. Yeah.
Allow me to dance in your storm. Oh, goodness gracious, girl. I will.
I am definitely ready to start listening to the artistry from these artists, if that's what we're getting ready to get. You ready, Diva?
Oh, I'm ready. Oh, absolutely. I am ready.
Well, I'm going to open up this first microphone to Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer. How you doing, Joe? Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone.
Hey, good evening, Dad. Yeah, good evening, Ms. VIP. How y'all feeling?
We feeling all right.
I'm good.
We know you're gonna make us feel, too, something, so.
Got my drink on hand. I'm ready.
You got your drink on hand? I don't have a drink,
Absolutely. But
I do have a natural high
Absolutely.
Of life.
Yeah. No, definitely have my drink on hand.
That's my drink. Yeah, that's my drink. Ice water.
Okay.
Well,
I got vodka
on the rocks. Right, so it's pretty much the same thing. Ice water.
Right now.
I don't know. You know what they say about vodka? Vodka make you rocker and gin make you sin. So, that's what they say around these here parts anyway. Joe, tell me, what do you do to keep her wet?
Well, the first thing I do to keep her wet is I would listen to what she desires, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Although it may not turn me on specifically, but, you know, I know what it does for her. So if it keeps her wet, then splash. I'm doing it.
Oh, man.
I hear that.
Mm. Oh, man.
Dude, just like, jump on in, the water's fine. Okay, all right. Well, we are definitely, definitely anticipating and waiting anxiously to listen to what you brought delicious tonight. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. What do you want? I entered her home in hopes of making love. She wanted no part of it. We were not strangers, but we were estranged, separated by emotional contradictions. The life we had together was rearranged. We were lucky to be childless. Our arguments were childish, and all the while this love of ours was flowerless. We didn't produce a thing, and we both got rings. I'm here to try and amend things. She was kind enough to offer me dinner. I was concerned enough to ask about her day. She went all out, pulled all the stops, and she prepared a meal fit for a king. We shared wine and conversation. We even debated without a single argument. But despite a little smooth persuasion, she was determined she wasn't giving up shit. And so I poured more wine. But the food was slowing its effect. I shot another line from three-point land, and she swatted it with a smooth reject. This pairing I had planned was getting nowhere, man. I tried my hand at a different approach. I offered to do the dishes, which was one of her wishes, something we fought about, and that's no joke. She was the queen of little things, like fixing things around the house. She wouldn't mind a little romp if I did it without her prompt, but that was like cat and mouse. She leaned on the doorway and watched as I washed. She said, "You never done this before," laughing, "Oh my gosh." She kept watching and speaking. A little wine was leaking from her lip. I grabbed a fresh paper towel and gave a little dab to it. Our eyes met just like the first time I saw her. We were close to a kiss, but I backed away. I was still trying to shock and awe her. I had a chance to advance my goal of romance. I wasn't going to risk this second chance. So I took out the trash, too. I put away all the food, all the little things she couldn't get me to do. She could tell it wasn't an act. It was a life lesson, in fact. Being alone, you have to tend to your home. And complacency was why she attacked. I understood her frustration with our situation. It's like it takes two for more than sexual gratification. So we sat down and had more wine. She noticed my growth in matters of two. We spoke on it and spoke on in, and we found we both learned something new. She folded her legs and leaned on my shoulder. We watched some old film, and I was content just to hold her. We shared the morning light as daybreak caught us. She brewed some fresh coffee, and I went out for donuts. We took the best shower. It was our test shower. The hardest part was drying each other off. Now, that took a great deal of willpower. We ate breakfast, and we were steadfast. But we finally gave way to that kiss. She asked me once more, "What do you want?" I said, "Baby girl, I want all of this." Peace.
Oh.
I love the story. The whole story from beginning to end, I love it. And yes, I am also one of those women where it's goes beyond a physical thing. I like to see the man doing something that I needed done, taking the initiative to do it, among other things. That, damn, that was a hell of a story, Joe. Yo.
Absolutely.
Ooh, diva.
But we got it in the end.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I love that. Okay, Joe.
Yeah.
That was
wonderful.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. No,
absolutely.
Thank you. Now, what I'm going to do is send you over there to the Erotic Love Lounge. Okay, we still got the same mixologist over there. Okay, go on in there, grab yourself a table, or you can sit in a booth, sit back, put your feet up, take your socks off, order your drink, and relax. Baby.
Yeah. Appreciate
one
that.
One love, one mic. Girl, it's getting ready. It's getting ready to get even. Oh God, it ain't gonna get no. Oh God, I'm so not ready to hear this piece. It's getting ready to be spit. Lord, help me. Oh, all right, Diva, put your seatbelt on, girl, because you're gonna be falling. You're gonna be sliding. You ain't gonna fall, but you're gonna slide.
Oh,
I'm trying
I'm
to tell
slide.
You.
Oh, right now.
You ready?
On.
All right, I'm going to open up this next mic to Poetic. Hey, Poetic.
Hey, Poetic.
Welcome to Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
Hey, Miss VIP, La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey,
Oh, God. Hey, man. How are you?
Lord, y'all sound like a... Jesus. God help.
I'm no poetry tonight. Nice topic. Yeah, I like topics like this, you know. Heard my brother Joe the Purple Line dance from us. Open up the callers with his piece. You ladies with your piece.
Oh Lord, help me.
Just so wet tonight, you know. One thing's for certain, though, you won't need a squeegee on aisle six.
Oh, God. Lord, let me get a towel. Hold on, let me get a towel. Okay, I have one close by. All right, I'm good. So, I'm scared. All right. My diva does have a question to ask you.
Absolutely.
Okay, Poetic. Tell us, how do you keep her wet?
God.
I just keep her in a shower.
Oh.
In the shower. Oh my, not the water. Okay, well,
you know, water is very therapeutic.
Mm-hmm.
Your skin, along with some visual eye locking, lip locking, fingers through wet hair. I mean, how can she not stay with it?
I have to agree. Okay, everybody wants to know what it is that you brought delicious for us to listen to tonight. We know you brought something right now.
I did. I put a piece that I titled Keeping It Wet.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. All right, Poetic. Well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. From the moment she opens her eyes, she has this moisture between her thighs. My job is to keep it that way until I'm able to please her. A challenging task, but I know I can deliver. See, because her inner workings of her sensual pleasure starts deep within her cerebral cortex, for there, I'm sure, so sure that she will be stimulated by my words, which will create sensual and vivid imagery. full of life and color that will want to make her come just from my thoughts and our non-physical synergy. Would overload her nerve senses. She would lose control over her moisture, wetness. She would look in the mirror and say, damn, that man is walking, living, breathing poetry. Just damn. Her body would shake just a little because she's so in love with me that there can be no riddle or joking around about how I keep her wet. Now, if we're talking in the physical, right where our lips meet, in the right time and space, my fingers explore every curve of her body, each touch like soft lace, as I use my tips to create unfathomable pleasure. Her pussy just throbs and throbs, the succulent leakage from her vaginal openings making hydrogen and oxygen in an invisible job. Because each time I touch her, each time I kiss her, each time I feel her, each time I tell her, I love you, and I want to slurp and suck on all that gushing, sweet, juicy nectar from whence comes my nurturing fortune of ecstasy. Because once I fucked her mind, her creamy, sticky wetness wasn't hard to find. Poem.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my goodness. My gracious.
Wait. She said that man is walking, breathing, did she say living poetry? And
I can't. Wow. I'm either pregnant or speechless. So I'm going to stay speechless.
I think I'm just a little bit. That was so damn hot. Yeah,
I broke out in a sweat.
Yes, I'm about to send him right on over there because I can't take no more of this. I'm sweating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let him go. Let him
just,
go.
Just one more. Wait a minute. Hold on 1 second. Would you mind? Would you mind if we brought you back a little bit later so you can give us the rundown for
She can't get herself together. See that? I know what you're doing.
I would love to come back and make it wet. Give the rundown.
Oh, God, please.
Lord, have mercy.
I'm gonna send you on over there to the erotic love lounge. All right, thank you, poetic. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Ooh, wee.
Girl, give me 1 second.
What? Yeah, exactly.
I need some water. Okay. All right. Well, it is, ladies and gentlemen, it is going on. It's almost 10 minutes before the 10 o'clock hour. So I'm gonna do a little station identification, real quick. Y'all, give me a second. Oh, Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Lord. I'm all messed up here. Welcome back. God. All right, welcome back. All right, let me get myself together here. Welcome back to the Erotic Love Zone. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and I am joined here with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. VIP. You are listening to Tiffany Radio. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, press 1 and join us. Oh, my God, my ears is ringing. This is so not fair. Come in here and do like that. But I'm gonna open up this next microphone to area code 404. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Well, hello there. It's Rhea Tiffany. How you doing, baby?
Oh shit! It ain't getting no better. Oh my god.
Oh my goodness.
It's my peaches.
How you doing, baby? Oh my God!
Welcome.
So nasty, and I so love it.
I got a little knocked off my square because Poetic came in here just now, and then his intentions went through. He definitely got the results I believe he was looking for. Cause I'm twisted right now.
Yeah, because Joe was fixing shit and cleaning shit and did have come for wedding.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what to do.
Mercy. So, what do you think about this topic tonight, love?
I'm digging the topic on what keeps you wet, and it's crazy because I'm a sapiosexual, and I'm also a logophile, which means words do it for me.
Mm-hmm. Girl.
My words do it even better. Mm-hmm. If you got good words, they're musicians and poets.
That's why I'm going through it like I am right now, because them words I just heard, I'm trying to pull myself together. It's just one of them nights where all right, I'm going to leave that alone. Anyway, I'm not gonna call you Ray Epiphany tonight. I'm gonna refer to you as my peaches. So,
yes, okay.
I have a question to ask you.
All right, ma'am.
Are you ready? Well, we want to know what makes you wet. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
I could do this for hours, sit and talk with you for hours. I want to give you your flowers, champagne shower, or the shrimp and lobster towers.
But it's me that gets devoured. They say the black of the berry, the sweet of the juke. And I gotta attest to the power of that truth. My melanated magical moisture is torturously titillating, exhilarating your senses and senses of delicacy. Eat me slow. Slurp this Merlot and let liquid lips lick glitz and click, click fickle flow till damburst quench your deep down body thirst. This blackberry liqueur won't hurt. I am most certain it is good for you. I got what you need. My blackberry is high in vitamin C, rich in fiber, got that vitamin K, you know. They say it helps create a strong, healthy bone and is known to help with protein. I'll thicken those veins with strains to paint my palate, let my tongue and lips extract that raging white river. So baby, drink liberally of this elixir. Allow my dark deliciousness to give your taste buds the benefit of my flavor. Savor this purple passion like I am savoring this tongue lashing, basking in the freshness of this fruit, because it's true, the black of the berry, the sweeter, the juice. Black as a pear, the sweeter, the juice. I could do this for hours, and I could do this for hours.
You know what? I'm going to repeat something that was just posted in back channel. You are amazing. The tongue twisting and the from the start. And yes, the visual. Oh, my God. Girl, you. Lord, have mercy on my soul tonight. Y'all got my... Oh, Lord. I don't know how much more of this I can take. What did I get myself into? Amazing. Absolutely amazing. I can't even grab a line out of there. Wait. Can you just give me the first few lines again? One more time, please.
That's where I'm at. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
My melanated magical moisture is torturously titillating, exhilarating your senses and senses of delicacy. Eat me slow.
I know that's the fuck right. That's what I'm talking about right there.
It's the first four words, my melanated magical moisture. I'm like, magical. Wait a minute, I'm stuck. Yes. Lord. Okay.
I already knew that we were getting treated to royalty, but Lord have mercy. You are you're magic. You are absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
All right.
Flexing of prayer.
Well, my peaches, before we let you go, can you please tell everyone what you have going on in the world of poetry?
Let's see. I'm on a little bit of a wonderful hiatus right now. I just had a show in Gadsden, Alabama. You can hear me on Clubhouse every Sunday with the Honey Dripper Collective at 4 o'clock Eastern Time on Clubhouse. My next few shows, I'm kind of getting out and about and running around. So I have some shows in North Carolina coming up. I have a show in Chicago December 3rd, and then I'll be in Texas early next year. So I'm trying to get out and about and do my thug thizzle a little bit.
All right.
Well, thank you so much, my peaches. I truly appreciate you coming through here and blessing us with your magic.
Honored to be here.
Oh, I'm gonna send you over there to the Erotic Love Lounge. Poetic is over there, and Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer is over there. You go on in there. Drinks is on the house. Find you a booth or a table. Sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off, baby, baby. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one money. I'm trying to tell you this. I do believe I've heard her speak before, if I'm not mistaken. But this, I was stuck after the first line. That alliterative, you know, that just blew my mind. I said, oh yeah, amazing.
I am such a fan. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
I'm girl crushing. I think I am. Because she is. She is absolutely amazing. Yes, she is.
Yes, she is.
We're going to open up this next microphone. Oh, here comes trouble. Here comes trouble. We're going to open up this next microphone to a divine inspiration. Hey, boy, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
Welcome.
Hey, Danielle. Hey, Miss VIP. How are y'all?
Well, hello.
Diva, okay.
How are you?
Man, y'all is. That's all I'm gonna say. Y'all is.
We is. Yes, we is. Covered in here.
Oh my goodness!
I'd like to
know
what you think of this topic tonight, Pastor Paulie.
That topic can go quite a few ways, but it's actually a very pertinent topic. Because if you're into a relationship worth being into, you need to know these things. You know, you have to know each other in order to really please each other.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm glad you understand. So, my diva has a question to ask you.
I do.
Right, bro.
Divine inspiration.
Yes, ma'am.
I would like to know, and all of us do, how do you keep her wet?
By doing whatever it takes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I like that.
When you engage into something like that with someone, you're giving a part of your very essence, your soul, to them.
Yeah.
You should be prepared to do whatever it takes to bring them whatever they need, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. I totally agree. And I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is a piece called Make It Rain. I want to go outside in the rain. There's something exhilarating and energizing about a midsummer's rain. Gentle, warm drops of liquid energy gently cascading down your skin. Now add to this event your loved one, who as the lightning, smoldering, hot, erotic event is birthed and a sexual storm begins. As sexually charged electricity courses through our veins and the thunder beating from our chests reach a deafening plateau, the look in your eyes was saying to me, my husband, make it rain. We step into a secluded spot in the nature surrounding us. The combination of the aroma of the birds of paradise in bloom, the deja vu feeling that this natural setting has been visited at earlier time, So I was drawn in full anticipation and trust. And the glistening droplets of rain upon your melanated skin. So regal. So alluring. So perfect. You already have me ready to bust. I lower myself to my knees to pay homage to you. And right in front of my face, into my nasal sensors is a fragrant aroma and the source of a feast that is dripping wet. It's liquid honeydew. I was compelled to explore the source of this delectably sustaining flow of nectar sent from the gods. I couldn't help but imagine how mind-blowing it would feel surrounding and lubricating my titanium hard rod. With the cadence of the gentle midsummer's rain and the flow of honeydew that your responses tell me to sustain, baby, you made it rain. And rain. It rained honeydew and semen too, as our bodies and reactions and instincts that our indescribable marital love enabled us to instinctively know, my wife, you created the most complete, fulfilling merger of two hearts, bodies and souls that mankind will ever know. One where our love and our bond allows us to share a moment where our rain copiously continues to flow. The ever-rising heights to which our making it rain shall go will only be realized if we continue to honor our marital status and allow our perfect rain-making merger to evolve. Well, yes, my beloved, I'll make it rain for you. Poem.
Wow. Titanium. Wait. Titanium heart. Raining semen too. Mm-hmm. You ain't Pastor Paul tonight. You ain't Divine Inspiration. You that dude tonight. Yes. Ooh, yeah. Lord, have mercy. I shouldn't have expected anything less. Go ahead, Diva.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all started it. Like Van said, y'all started it. Set the bar very high. Rise to the occasion.
Yeah. Well, and you were successful. You set up the almost like the perfect thing for couples, you know, especially married couples. It is a perfect merger. I'm like, woo, all right now. So I loved it.
I thank you, Missy. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
You trouble. I just realized you trouble. It's all right. It's okay. It's okay. It's all right. Goodness, I love the piece.
Why, whatever do you mean by that?
Whatever do I mean? Don't even get me started. Uh-oh. Don't get me started. What I want you to do, though, Paul, before we allow you to escape over there into the Erotic Love Lounge, would you please let everyone know that what you have going on in the world of Epiphany?
Oh, absolutely. With pleasure. This coming Sunday is a seed being nurtured from last Sunday, where things ended up being spoken upon about color. And our CEO, for real, brought up a very poignant point. So this coming Sunday, the theme is unity. You know, we hear enough about separation. We hear enough about degradation of each other's race and everything. Let's do something positive, something that can bring us together. This coming Sunday at 9 o'clock, 319-527-6300 on the Inspiration Factory with myself, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and my partner in praise, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. We're going to offer a platform where we want to plant seeds of unity. We have to do our part to restore the rift between God's people.
Absolutely. Thank you for that.
Oh, thank you for the platform. You two lovely young ladies. I'm not going to tell you how I envision you two sitting up there at your microphones after some of your comments and things tonight, but this is a very, very interesting, enjoyable, tempting show.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that. We appreciate it.
And
I
love it.
You coming through. Awesome.
Oh,
so
pleasure.
Awesome. Thank you.
All
right. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to send you on over there to the Erotic Love Lounge. And you go in there, grab a booth or a table, whatever you're comfortable with. Sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, baby. One
absolutely.
Love.
One love. One love, one mind. God bless
one
you,
too. Oh, dear. These folks are coming. Can you?
I'm trying to tell you. Yeah, I'm going to tonight.
Yeah, we got another awesome poet, awesome artist, let's say, that makes magic when she gets on the mic.
Oh my God, open up her mic right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is actually one half host of King and Queen's Quarter and one of the hosts on Poetry Corner. I bring to you royalty, Queenzweena. How you doing tonight, Queen? Welcome to the Erotic Love.
Hey, ladies. How are you?
Oh, we're good.
We're hanging in there, girl. We're hanging in there.
Oh, my God.
Well, I am much better after that introduction. I feel like somebody special. Thank you very, very much for that.
You are special.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I said, you know I'm a fan. Go ahead. Finish what you were saying.
I was just saying that you guys are kids. I look forward to Wednesday nights because, you know, sometimes you just got to let that sexy side out and you guys never, ever disappoint.
Woo.
And then Rick, my girl, we're Tiffany decided to come to Poetic and you ladies, oh, my God.
Oh my gosh.
Everybody has just been, I don't know whose name I forgot, but I just know. But I've been over here squirming in my seat. It's been a very moist evening.
Girl, I'm trying to tell you. I was sliding.
Sliding down the chair, right?
Girl, I was almost on the floor. I'm trying to tell you. I had to grab another towel because.
Super hot up in here.
And I already know you can rain. Child, please. I already know what you can rain do to us. I have to ask you the question.
Okay.
What makes you wet?
What makes me wet?
Mm-hmm.
I think a genuine connection. You know, like a meeting of souls where you just feel one with that person without and safe with them without ever really having to question it. And then everything that builds from that connection is just liquid and magnificent.
Absolutely. I agree. Yeah. That connection is so damn important.
Yes, it is.
I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I built it up. I appreciate it. But let's see. All right. He got the juice. It's in his way. It's in the wingspans of his back flanks, tattooed in the art that is his pain. He's not just a man, he's the mane. He got the juice. It's in his way. Hands gritty like subways, smile bright like Sundays, demeanor easy like Sundays. He got the juice. It's in my pit. All he need do is take it. I'll be damned, baby, break it. Make it juicy, have your way with it. You got the juice, warm and sticky. Make me beg, you playing with me. Titillating, slap and tickle like Aaliyah, work the middle, damn. My baby got the juice. Mesmerize me with that oblique that forms that V leading me astray. It's in your way. It's laced in every word you say. It's traced in every place you claim. I'm juicy when I hear your name. Excited when I hear that key. I await your entrance expectantly. I'll give it all you ask of me. There is no thanks like seeing you please. Shall I bend the knee, my king? Tongue and sheath my teeth. Take you deep within my throat like a golf ball through a garden hose, or watch me as I touch and tease until I'm dripping wet with cream. Or maybe I should bring the chair, bend over while my ass is bare, leaving your handprint on my cheeks. Move panties to one side and dive in deep. For my king, I've prepared a feast. Chocolate contortions, sevenfold courses. Can I control the moisture? Motion like your head is a joystick. Anything you want to do, it's all for you. You've got the juice. You're proving it. I heal in silence at a finger to my lips. I taste me on your fingertips. I inhale deep in the smell of it. You'd manage for the hell of it. Shit, I really had no clue the depths that you were capable. I'm squirming in my liquid proof, and it's all for you. You've got the juice. And that's that piece. Oh.
Okay. He's squirting with juiciness and, oh, he's good.
Okay, I'm squirming. So hold up. Okay. Hold up. Oh my.
Juicy. I get it.
Hey, look. Oh boy. Here we go.
Yeah.
It's making wet.
He
so.
Got the juice. Yeah, it's wet. It is wet.
Damn. Well done.
Okay. Lord have mercy. I knew you were going to come through here and do that to us. I know it. Because I know your people.
Oh, God.
Girl, listen. I ain't mad at you. If that's what he do, let him make it do what he do, baby. Yeah.
Lord.
Get it. Let him ride them waves and slip and slide and do whatever. All right, I gotta calm down. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome piece.
Yeah.
Great delivery. I love you. Look, you know I'm a fan. Okay.
Yeah.
And you in the right spot. Child.
Yes,
okay. Queen Simmons. Before we let you escape over there to the Love Lounge with everybody, the Erotic Love Lounge, can you please tell everyone what you have going on in the world of Epiphany's universe and outside, on the other side of poetry world.
Of course. So, ladies and gentlemen, please join us, myself and my co-host King Atterbury, Monday nights at 9 for King and Queen's Quarters. I think we've been assigned, is that right? Monday, what is it? Your erotic assignment of La Perla Negra.
Oh, yes, the erotic assignment is Make Me Moan Monday, but I want you to bring it on Wednesday, okay?
Oh, okay. All right, on Wednesday. Okay. So I thought we were assigning different things on different days, so we're open.
Oh, you know what? Wait a minute. That's a good idea. That's a good idea. Because King of Queen's Quarters is hot. So, yeah, I'm going to send that assignment over there. So you make sure you put it on your event page. Everybody, I'm assigning y'all to bring a piece for Make Me Moan Monday. We want to hear what makes you moan. There you go.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. We'd be glad
if you don't mind.
I'd love to. All right. No problem. So
that's what I'm talking about.
You heard it here first. So Monday nights will be Make Me Moan Mondays. On the King and Queen's Quarters, 9 p.m.
Hammer,
right here.
Oh, I can't wait.
We've been
moaning
all night so far.
Oh, child.
Yes, we did. We've been moaning already.
Child. Well, thank you so much, Queen Simmons.
Yeah.
I'm going to send you over there to the Erotic Love Lounge. Got Poetic over there. I'm about to bring him back in here. He's about to get interrupted from Miss Thang so she can do her job. You got Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer over there. You got Rare Epiphany and Divine Inspiration. So I think it's pretty evened out over there. Yeah. You go on over there, you grab a booth or grab a table. Sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, baby. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, ladies. Thank you. Good night.
Wow. Diva.
I think I'm going to be squirming for the rest of the night. Dadgummit.
Well, you're going to have to hold on tight for just a couple more, for like a minute or two, because I'm about to bring what I deem and others that hit me back channel as a problem, probably all night. Bring it back in here for a second. Excuse me, Poetic. Hello. Excuse me. Can we pull you away from this lady for a second, please?
Hey. Yes, I'm here. Yes.
Hi. We need you to do us a favor. Could you please give us a rundown of Epiphany?
Oh, absolutely. It would be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Get Down with J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, y'all, is going to be Iron Sharpens Irons with Anonymity. Saturday night, y'all, is going to be Poetic Therapy with La Perla, La Negra. La Negra. You want to say it again? La Negra. Sunday night, y'all, join us for the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, y'all, is going to be King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. And I guess we're going to Make It Moan Monday. Tuesday night, host Mojave is going to be War Council. Make sure you tune in. And then we'll be right back here next Wednesday for another delicious edition of the Erotic Zone with La Perla, La Negra, and Ms. VIP. Hey, Adrian.
Hey,
let me tell y'all something. That's like porn for me, for my ears. Y'all, the way y'all say hi to each other, it upsets me. In a good way, though. But thank you so much, Poetic. I want to send you back on over there. Absolutely. To the erotic love lounge.
Diva. Diva.
Yes.
Diva. Hold up.
Okay.
I want next time you come on Poetic, maybe you can do Hey Danielle. You know what I mean?
Oh God, don't do that to me. Don't do that to me. I can't handle it. I cannot.
Nope.
I can't handle that.
One thing about life is you always gotta be acceptable to change. So we're gonna go ahead and work that on.
Ooh.
Eva, we're going to have to talk.
Uh-oh.
You already know. Poetic, please, your lady is pushing the red button. Here he comes, child.
I'm on my way, baby. I'm coming back, baby. Good night, y'all.
One love, one mic. Yeah, almighty. Oh, God. Okay. Yeah. All right. We're going to open up this next microphone to area code 682. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
This is Keith Eric. How y'all doing?
Oh, shit.
Hey.
Oh, Lord. Help me. Hey. Welcome, the Renaissance poet. Hey, how you doing tonight, Keith?
Oh,
God, you got to come over here saying hello like that. It ain't getting no better. Ooh, yeah, how you doing tonight, love? Can you hear us, Keith?
I wait.
No, I'm back. I know I'm at work, man. Somebody walking here with me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was like, man, wait, you gonna come right in when they pull me in, but try to have a meeting, man. Get out of here.
This is more trouble. That's what I should have said. If I'd have known it was your number, I'd have said it comes more trouble. Because I already know what you're about to do to us. But I don't even remember whose turn it is to ask the question tonight. Is it my turn?
I do believe it's my turn.
Okay, well, Keith, my diva has a question for you.
Oh, you know what, diva? Right. It is your turn. You go
it's
ahead.
It's my turn? You're going to do this to me? All right. Well, Keith, we would like to know what it is you do to keep her wet.
Now, y'all should know the answer to this. For me, anyway, mental stimulation. Mental stimulation. I have her wet before I ever touch her.
Oh. Okay.
She's going to be thinking of me. Ooh. I don't even have to say nothing. I didn't stay on her mind like that. So when she does hear my voice, it's already a problem.
Lord.
Help me. Okay. Thank you for that. That sounds delicious. And I know, we all know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. Well, I have this poem called Waterfalls from the Moon. It kind of fits what y'all talking about, so we'll try it out on y'all tonight.
All right.
Swimming in water so deep, the pressure is crushing. Rather, it's her grip that is crushing as I'm crushing her. My soul reaching up for the rapture. It's love, but this ain't Anita Baker. Inside so divine, it's like her insides are pulling mine, pooling our resources into a pool of us on bed sheets that we swim in. Nothing but the best strokes till body spasm-like strokes, mouths are defibrillators. It's shocking just how much life could be in a kiss. I'd be remiss to dismiss the taste of her lips both sets, reset the benchmark time and again. Her ocean continues to drown my sea of men, but then at the bottom of her water is the Lazarus. There is resurrection. I live to die again. Combustion is not wasted. From both of her mouths she tasted the fire. From my insides they bring the warmth of life, the bright of light, like the light of the moon at night. She glows the most when I release fresh life into her. Waterfalls from the moon become monsoons when the ocean is stirred properly. Damaged property from flooding isn't covered by any insurance, but I ensure the sun will eventually burn it all away, like dragon's breath, like claws that strip away all the old skin that was left. She is brand new. She might even act brand new. Who knew that when the wind blew in my direction, it was she who set sail to come to me. We ride waves in this storm so easily, like two lovers talking pleasantries. Planting seeds in an ocean just means plants grow where you can't see. Our growing is thick like wood from the tree of life that her garden makes me when I push deep inside. You can ask Quincy where my heart resides. Ain't no secrets here. My home is here, and she makes sure to remind her heart is mine. So we dance in her waterfall without the devil by her pale moonlight. Renaissance.
Oh, my goodness.
That was absolutely captivating. That was beautiful. It was romantic. Mm-hmm. It was erotic. Wait a minute. What you say about fresh life for her? And what fire between her thighs? What was that? Damn,
Lord.
Mm. Oh, my God. Come in here doing us like that. You...
I didn't do nothing.
She...
I didn't do nothing.
I had to change my position a couple of times. That, oh, my
Lord,
God. It... That was delicious.
Got me dropping
that was.
Lord. It was delectable Jesus. And all that. Mm.
Yeah.
Hey, look.
Yeah.
I'm still squirming. Let's just put it that way.
I appreciate the platform, ladies. I don't get much of an opportunity to read poems like this unless I'm doing it on my show. So appreciate y'all providing the platform.
Thank you for coming through. You know, it's not often we get to hear from you on here, but when we do, it's definitely, definitely a treat. And I truly, truly, we all appreciate it. So I'm going to send you on over. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I'm trying. Get him threw me off my, knock me off my. I'm trying to climb back up from poetic, and here you go knocking me back off. Can you please tell everyone what you have going on in the world of Epiphany's universe?
Well, every other Friday we have Renaissance Poetry, where we ask you to bring your best shit. And, of course, your best shit is not what you bring to impress me or the other hosts. It's what you bring that you feel is the best shit for you, which your energy is calling for you to spit. That's what we want to hear, because we want to be able to reciprocate, give that energy right back to you. Every other Friday we do this. So this Friday is not mine. The next Friday coming up, you'll have Renaissance Poetry. And anybody who's listening wants to come through, please come through and check it out. Even if you just want to listen, you'll hear some dope poetry, maybe a little feedback that's kind of funny to you, whatever, but we have a good time, so feel free.
Absolutely. Y'all make sure y'all check out Renaissance Poetry. It's one of my favorite shows. All right, Keith, I'm going to send you on over there to the Erotic Love Lounge. You go on over there, grab yourself a booth. We got some cigars over there for you. Grab a drink, drinks are on the house. Sit back, put your feet up, take your socks off. Baby, baby.
I definitely can use a cigar, so much appreciated.
One more over there. All right. Yeah. One love, one mic.
Peace.
love one night.
Peace.
Ooh, child. Before I open up this next microphone, let me do another station identification.
Please do.
These microphones are so hot, I can't even pick up no more. I'm going to just let y'all go in there on the shelving unit and grab one yourself, because as soon as y'all get close to them, they start steaming and getting hot, because they already know they're coming in here blazing, and it ain't about, it's
okay.
About to get even worse, because...
Oh, my God.
I got my brother coming up now, one of our favorite,
Neil
Jones. I'm about to open up his mic. You ready, baby?
I got my water ready. I got it ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Iron Man, a.k.a. Mr. Tuesday Night, a.k.a. Mojave, among other great names. I can't even remember right now. You got so much going on.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing tonight, Javi? Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone.
Hey, ladies. How are you?
We are. We're good. We're doing.
Let's
put it that way.
How
are you?
I see the men of Epiphany have been running through here, or have they been running through?
They came in here sliding through, because they got everything wet up in here, and I know it can't even dry. It can't even get a chance to dry off, because you getting ready to do the thing to us. I already know.
Oh,
my diva does have a yes. You, we know how you
is. Yeah.
I'm trying to tell
every
you, if
week.
You wasn't my brother, if you wasn't my brother. I'm going to leave that rhyme alone. I ain't even going to finish that rhyme. But,
Wildin'.
I respect you, so I can't make you my lover. So my diva got a question for you.
Okay.
Hey,
Yes, VIP. How are you, VIP? Good.
I'm good.
You're good.
Been
it going yet?
I'm in motion.
Lord.
We want to know, how do you keep up with
Anyway, you made it sound like you just went to the supermarket. That's what it sounds like, you know. What do you do to inspire with? How about that? That'd be good. Can we try that? Come on,
okay.
Chloe. We can try it. You want to try that, Chloe? VIP, aka Glory Gloria.
All right.
And she's like, she's like, all right, come on, VIP, come on, the good coochie collarbone, right. Come on with it.
All right. Well, Mahali, we want to know
what would I do to inspire wetness?
Mm.
Number one, good conversation. You got to have good conversation. Good conversation is the building blocks of anything that leads into good connection, what leads into a good culture being created so that the coochie stays wet.
So
I do believe someone said it's a stimulation, but stimulation is, in order to get somebody mentally stimulated, you got to give them good conversation, more importantly. And then everything that follows, if your conversation aligns with the action of you and the character of you, then I think that 9 times out of 10, whenever someone feels some way about you, whenever they think of you, whenever the image of you appears in their head, it can lead to the connotation of them feeling wetness. Wanting to be with that person, wanting to touch that person, wanting to be with that person, especially if that person is relaxed around you. You know, they provide an inordinate amount of comfort. You feel good. You know, when you see them, your eyes light up like they're coming to you, like they're cooked food. You know, anybody gives you that cooked food feeling, hang out with them. That's some good shit right there. And that helps maintain the wetness. I know that certain people do poems, and I can't control myself. The blood be rushing from my nether regions. I feel dumb for like 5 minutes because all the blood then rushed from my brain, and I'm trying to figure out what happened to it. Now, the fact is I had a fucking hellified fucking headache all day. But when I was like, let me hop on the show because I was doing multiple things and everything else, trying to catch up to myself because I'm goofy and shit. But when I hear particular poems, I get fucking excited. I'll hand out threats. You don't threaten me with a good time. I want to know if you can do everything in the goddamn phone. Shit, you make me wet.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy.
Make me want to stand up and not sit off of the table. I'll flip this whole motherfucking table. You keep doing that shit. Watch.
Damn.
You ain't got to tell me nothing. Talk to me nice.
Like I say,
just
I always
whisper
talk
in
nice,
my ear. Whisper
but
in
I
my
play
ear.
Dirty.
You know, let me lay in your bosom on your lap. Play in my fucking hand. You do all that shit. Do it. Fucking do it.
Oh my God. Oh boy.
Fucking do it. Do that motherfucking. I'll get wet. Fuck it. And I'm not talking about, you know, wetness, you know. I'm talking about like I feel wetness. I feel the drench. I feel this. I feel all the blood flowing like a river. That's my wetness. So, yeah, inspire me to inspire you. You ain't got to do nothing. You just make my mind get hard. You know, make my medulla oblongata.
I think
you gotta follow with all the other stuff, and you know it helps. And, you know, you be a, you know, give me the pissy monster mode. I'll be all right. You know, I gotta get this. But you know, do that now. You know, what did you do about Jack today? You ain't got no damn sense. I'm trying to get back in the mood here, and you're making us laugh. It's scientific. See, when you're not a handsome dude, you got to make them laugh so that your eyes close just so they can just hear your voice, and they just forget everything that you were saying. They'd be like, I forgot he was ugly. I'm telling you, a little bit of ugly helps you. So I'm just telling you, you know, you got to worry about it. Like, I'm telling you, ugliness in the gut. I'm telling you, ugliness in this gut. I'm telling you, it works out.
Hey, Mahali, I have a question for you.
I don't know, VIP. What's up, Glory Gloria? What was the question?
Glory Gloria.
Oh my goodness, is your headache over? Is it gone?
No, I still got it. It's still been going. I got stiff neck too, but that's beside the point. It doesn't matter. I'm having fun. I'm having fun. Let me have some fun.
Oh, Lord.
Come on, Glowy. Come on, Glowy. No,
that's your, you know that's your new sound. You know that's your new name now, right, Diva? Glowy Gloria.
Glowy Gloria.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Glowy Gloria sounds a whole lot better than the good Coochie Calabones. Shout out to David Mott. Shout out to Metaphoria for the fucked up nicknames that he keeps giving everybody in his sticks. That was the name.
Oh, Lord. You know what? All right, Hal. We know that you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right, I got to switch it over. All right, let me see. We're going to try this out. Tell me if it's too loud.
All I can do.
Nope, that's not it.
And think about the ways to love me, the ways to hold me, and the ways to touch me. And all I want is another moment.
What do I like? I like the feeling of your lips parting mine, a good goddamn kiss that changes the atmosphere, that draws down moisture, raises ridges. There is nothing better than the smell of your pussy. Exciting. Exciting, the sink of my tongue dancing on the hood of your clip to tease and suck to see how you flip. Let me look in your eyes as I slowly watch your yoni bloom, to groom your flower, to your hips speak of impending doom. I can map your clit in my mind, and most men want to grab handfuls of the ass. I'd rather grab your shoulder to hold you still. Let me lick and nibble your sides and inner hips to allow me to create the history between our organs. Introduce you to my aroused penis, to your wet and excited vagina. I am only here to hear how your moan and cry excite me to chorus. Let's blow this popsicle stand. I'll use my fingers and master your internal. Any wish is my command. It is beautiful how you envelop me. Ask me to your oasis, depart your pool, parting this fool to the question, what do I like? I like your breasts, beautiful. For your tongue, how it awaits me. Tell me the tales of your desire in exchange for the fire of your passions, willing to open your Pandora's box of hidden freak and desire. If I could cuss them the off yet firm, my mouth that each can share my equal, so that they double dutch the taste between hardening cardinal peaks and the raising of force of sensitivity. I want you sitting on top of me, prepared to part your puzzle with moisture gathering in copious amounts, beginning to seep out, begin to slick. I want to fill your lips, and I want those lower lips to give me a kiss to wildly smell. Place my hand as a foundation on each side. Let me suck your toes to the throes of passion overtake you, so I stroke slow. Let me go deep and as far as I can go. Let me know you in this biblical sense. Defy you with a debauchery unseen, only as a blue movie. You won't look at me in the morning. I'll leave particles in the corner of your mouth and in the creases of your skin, the scent of skin covering every orifice that I've been in, and to have pleased in the ease by which I took a thief of your resting bitch face peace. You better say please. My hands, strong and steady, that needs your flesh and waits for your nature to rise. I will separate you into sections, believe me, to sample the flavor, to have you end up in my beard, to let you lay still and you've been speared by this tip, by this tongue, to the spasm rise your wavelength, till you subside and you are not with me. Let me talk you through an orgasm, steal you, loot your ignorant ass, cause you know what I came to do. Let me kiss you, your pupa, your neck, your abs, your hips. Let me put you in between my lips. But every time I see you, you feel me, and I smile.
You ain't right.
It's something about your voice. Let's just put aside the words, but your voice is so mellow, so relaxing, and then
say,
to
yes,
hear the words being spoken the way that you do, with the intention of sounding like you do, and pushing that kind of, and
wait a minute. Did you say hoo ha? Did you say hoo ha after all of that?
I heard fupa, and I was stuck right there.
Oh, fupa. Oh.
Okay. Yeah,
okay. Because
yeah.
I was like, wait, what did he say? Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Mm. Well,
Lord,
I'm going to be sliding on the bed soon. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Come on, Glory, Gloria. You slide on that thing.
I was trying not to slide off the couch, but
you slide off that couch, girl. You slide off that couch. Hey, you go get that glow. Gotta get that glow.
Oh my goodness.
That was absolutely delicious. And before we let you go, can you please tell everyone what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Universe?
Ooh, I'm glad you asked me that question. I'm glad you asked me that question. Hold on, let me get myself ready. Ladies and gentlemen, this Tuesday, on the Epiphany Radio Universe of the Real Entertainment Network, we present to you War Council. We are doing a special installment based off of domestic violence from a man's perspective. Men that have been physically abused, mentally abused, mentally abused by their women. And we're going to talk about the steps needed, the men that are in this process, along with several other issues that we're talking about. Also, should a wife be submissive to a husband or submission to both man and woman? And why do submissive women get married more than women who are not? Does feminism play a role? All of these questions, answers, teeth, not the Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. West Coast Time, here, War Council. Let's talk about it. Soul Talk Radio, or particular radio universe of the Real Entertainment Network.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome piece. Amazing poetry.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm going to send you on over there to the Erotic Love Lounge. Got Poetic is over there. Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. Rare.
It's Poetic
over
there. Ain't nobody going to be able to get no drinks, man. She don't pay no attention to nobody. Within is over there, man. And I don't even want to go now, man. She ain't going to get nobody.
Wait. Now, we got other ladies over there. We got Rare Epiphany. We got Queen Simmons over there.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm pretty sure they can use some company, you know.
Oh, man, let's go over there. I'm going to go there with the two-step now.
There you go.
Let me get my huckabuck going. Let me get
oh
this
my goodness.
Wait a second, we do this for real. Yeah.
Oh, God. All right. I mean, go on over there. Put your feet up. Take your socks off. And enjoy the rest of the night. Baby, baby. One love, one
baby.
Mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Diva, 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 this was an amazing show tonight. Oh, my goodness. Oh. All this poetry, and yes, y'all did make me wet. And I appreciate it.
And
I do appreciate it.
And we have another caller.
Do we? Uh-oh. Well,
yes,
I guess it ain't over. It ain't over. Let's open up this next
microphone
and see who we got in
here.
We got area code 214. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
This is Jay Walker.
Oh, my God.
Jay.
Hello. Hey, Jay.
Lord, here we go.
God.
Well,
I ain't gonna get a chance to drive if I see that.
How y'all doing?
Jay, we doing. We doing.
Yeah, we're doing all right.
Yeah.
I can hear that. Sound like y'all doing well.
Trying to hang on. We've been sliding off of the bed from y'all bringing this poetry, but it's all right. We asked for it. We did ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And I know I'm getting ready. I got to wrap my fingers in my sheet so I don't slide off, because I know what you're about to do to us. I already know. But I have to ask you the question first. What do you do to keep her wet?
What do I do to keep her wet?
Mm-hmm.
To answer that question, to be with someone who stimulates you through conversation. So the people that I deal with pretty much are sapiosexuals, where the intellect, the deep conversation, the more intellectual the conversation, the more wisdom he gets.
Mm-hmm.
So how do I keep her wet? I keep the lines of communication open.
Okay. That is imperative for a lot of women. Whether she's a sapiosexual or not, it is so important. So, yes. Go ahead. I'm fine.
I think the older that you get, you have to it's more to it than just we're so past our excuse my language, but so past those fucking stages of life to where you just having sex to be having sex or things like that. Every conversation, every touch, every kiss, every moment has meaning. So
absolutely.
You have to relish those moments and make a new memory every day out of whatever that is, whatever it means for you, and not just, jump in bed and,
Absolutely.
Just
absolutely.
Get one, so.
You're right because I myself feel like at this age, this stage in the game, I've abstained from it, the physical sex, because I understand about the energy transfer, and I know it goes beyond that. It's spiritual for me. So I understand.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. And there are ways that you can make love and touch a woman without even touching her. If you have that if you can touch her that way, you can actually, your presence alone will make her wet.
Yeah.
It will stimulate her, period. So I appreciate that. I really, really do. But,
mm-hmm.
Jay, We know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. Let's see what we got. Elevation. Dark chocolate skin, wearing red lace, with the look of seduction all over your face. Teasing has to say, do you want to taste? Or do you want to devour this forbidden fruit? But first I must warn you not to eat from this tree of life in my Garden of Eden. Duly noted as I take a bite of that apple like a non-believer. With every juicy drop, I can feel my soul leaving. Tongue got you moaning as I pull down the sheets. Licking the click, baby, talk to me. An out-of-body experience. Girl, you gonna go with me. Eyes locked, kissing slowly. Legs wide open as I begin. Missionary, deep strokes. I can feel your body cringe. Touching every inch of your body, making no mistakes. Paying close attention to the details, satisfying your cravings. Rolling you over, putting your face down, your ass up. Me standing behind you, like I got your back. I support you. I'm your backup as you back it up. Watching your ass go back and forth like ocean waves. Feels like I'm about to capsize. Don't know how much more I can take. Thrown overboard like a castaway. Bed soaking wet from the puddles that we made. As my thoughts sail, set sail in the night as I float away. That's my piece.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
I don't think I can go to sleep for a while.
What? Lord have mercy.
Help me, Lord.
Yeah, I don't know about castaway, but I'll be a stowaway on your ship. Lord have mercy. Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you.
That was
damn.
So good. Diva, what you got for that? Because I'm stuck. Damn.
I'm going to tell you something. I've been a fan ever since I've heard you. And tonight, woo-hoo, my goodness. All I can say is I kind of got stuck on ass up, face down. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be hard to sleep tonight. I see this coming.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go play
that
some cold.
It was delicious, delectable, sexy, all that. Dang, I loved it.
I do appreciate it. I appreciate
definitely.
Y'all having me.
Oh, man, we
and
appreciate you coming.
Mm-hmm. That piece was called Elevation, so I'm going to make a promise to come back next week because we do have Elevation Part 2.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting on that.
Well,
okay.
Bring it through.
Before you leave, can you tell everybody what you got going on in the world of poetry?
Oh, man. So me and Havea, we actually have our second book together coming out. It's called Blackberry Molasses. It's the us two together. And if you're a fan of the movie Love Jones, the actual title of the book is The Blues in Your Left Eye. So we just take our love of jazz, poetry, the movie Love Jones, even just relationship goals. So it's me and her going back and forth, tackling a lot of issues, a lot of things that are not said or should be said, or you don't have a way to say it. So we actually say those things to each other
through our poetry mm-hmm. in this book. And it's, man, it's powerful. It's 100 poems of us just giving, putting ourselves on paper.
Right. And what did you say her name was?
Favela.
Okay. Well, wow. I know it's going to be a good one. Wow.
Absolutely.
When is the release?
I'm so proud of this project. Like, mm-hmm. this one is, mm-hmm. like I said, this one is thought provoking. It's sexy. Mm-hmm. It definitely tackles every. It goes full circle in a relationship, from the good to the bad.
Oh,
and
it's some
erotic features in that. So we do mm-hmm. touch the bounds of your moisture. We'll do that.
Excellent. Mm. Would you do me a favor, please, and everyone else that is listening to the sound of my voice, please post your information of what you got going on, your events, whatever it is, in the event page and your pieces, if you don't mind, so people can know how to get in contact with you and what you got going on. Jerry, thank you so, so much for coming through with that awesome piece and giving us the heads up about what's going on with you. And I'm going to send you over there to the Erotic Love Lounge. You can join all the other artists over there. And please, do not be a stranger. Thank you so much. One love, one
Thank
mic.
You. One love, one,
one
mic.
Love, one
Thanks
mic.
For having
Thank
me.
You so much. Mm-hmm.
Diva, what a... Oh, my God. This show was amazing tonight. Every last person came on here. Y'all upset the fuck out of me, and I'm telling you now, I appreciate it, though, because that's about as much action as I've gotten in a long time, and I mean a long time. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate it.
Ooh.
I really, really do. Diva, you got any closing words?
I do. Everyone, thank you so much for those who listen online and you know, those who participated tonight, thank y'all so much for coming through. Wow. Y'all showed up and showed out. And, woof, I do appreciate you. Y'all be safe. God bless you. Diva.
Yes. Everyone, as I always say, get that good relationship going with yourself. Because that one you're going to have for the rest of your life with you. I want you to continue to love one another, respect each other, and please, y'all, use common sense, okay? Please be sensible. Stay in the positive. I love you. I'm your biggest cheerleader. And with that, I'm going to say peace.